这是我今天要跟大家分享的信息。
How to say sorry and mean it.
就是说怎样去真正的去道歉，而且是心里面。
Let's pray together before we get into the text.
让我们一起祷告。
God Almighty, I give myself to you.
亲爱的天父，我把今天我自己交在你的手中。
I want you to take over, in that speak to us this morning.
求你来主宰今天的早上的讲道，请你亲自对我们讲话。
I don't want to give my opinion.
我不想把我自己的想法说，就是交给大家。
Neither do I just want to give people what they want.
也不想只是说，说大家喜欢听的那些话。
I want to give people your authoritative word.
我希望给大家分享你的充满权威的话语。
I want to give people what they need.
我想提供给大家他们心里面渴望听到的。
So I give myself to you.
我今天把我自己摆在神的面前。
This is your time, O God.
这是你的时间。
And so speak through me.
So 请你通过我讲话。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn with me to Psalm 51. Psalm 51.
我们来翻到诗篇的51章。
Psalm 51.Let me read it for you.
我来给大家读。
Here's what David says.
这是大卫所说的。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin.Is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop.And I shall be clean. Wash me now, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence.And take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips.And my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure.Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. This is the word of God. We won't go through Mandarin. I think it was up there for all you Mandarin speakers. But in this psalm...David is trying to show us what genuine confession and repentance looks like.
这里边我们就自己我们就不用中文来读这个诗篇五十一篇。在这里大卫向我们向我们讲述了如何以真诚的向神来认罪。
Every once in a while, as Christians, we need a spiritual tune-up.
时常我们作为基督徒我们需要在灵命上有一个调整。
You know, the way you keep a healthy car is by changing the oil in it.
就像你要让你的车能够正常运转你要定期去做维护要换机油一样。
make sure it has the right air pressure.
啊，有的时候会调一调，保证里边的气压是正常。
If you don't take care of your car, it won't take care of you, right?
如果是说你不照看好你的车，你这个车也不会照看好你。
When we were in Bible college, there was this guy who used to drive a really nice Pontiac Grand Prix.
当年我在圣经学院的时候，有一个同学，他开一个非常好的 Pontiac 这个 Grand Prix 这个车。
And his engine light was on.
他的就是要修这个发动机的前面有一个指示灯亮了。
And he kept saying, yeah, no problem, no big deal.
他自己想没什么问题不用管他。
Kept driving it.
他继续开车。
I would get in the car, the engine light is still on.
我坐他的车的时候看那个发动机的指示灯还是在亮着。
Yeah, no big deal.
他认为没什么事。
One day I was coming back from church with another friend because I didn't want to sit in his car.
有一天我坐另外一个朋友的车从教会回来因为我不再想坐他的车。
And there he is on the side of the road.
这时候看他的车停在路边。
Overheated car.
车已经过热。
And who knows what else was wrong with it.
不知道还有什么其他的问题。
Sometimes we're like that as Christians.
有的时候我们作为基督徒好像也有类似的光景。
The Holy Spirit is telling us,Hey, this area in your life, you gotta change this.
圣灵一直在提醒我们，在你生活中的这个方向，你要注意，要自己自省，要改变。
The Holy Spirit tells us through the Word and through other brothers, hey, I think you need to change this particular aspect of your thinking or your practice.
有的时候，圣灵借着一些弟兄姐妹的话来跟我们讲说，也许这个方面。你生活这个方面你要注意你可能需要做一些调整。
But instead of taking spiritual inventory of ourselves,
有的时候我们没有做正常的做属灵方面的清点。
What starts happening is our inner lawyer shows up.
经常会发生我们内部的自己的那种内在的那个律师就会说话。
You know, we all have a defense attorney.
你们大家都知不知道我们每个人都有一个为我们辩护的律师。
And it's all of us have it.
我们每个人都有。
And it's inside of us.
都在我们每个人的心中。
What does the defense attorney do?
辩护律师做什么呢?
He defends you under all circumstances.
这个做辩护律师呢是在我们所有的情况下为我们做辩护。
And so, what do we do when the Spirit says,Hey, you gotta change this in your life.
在圣灵提醒我们说，哎，你应该在这方面做改变的时候，我们怎样做呢？
The defense attorney comes up and says, Oh no, but I'm saved by the blood.
所以这时候你的辩护律师会就跳出来说，哦，没有问题，我已经被救赎了。
We start to get theological on the God who is theology.
所以我们经常会把神看成一个神学的抽象概念。
So don't let your defense attorney come up this morning.
不要让你的那种辩护律师从心里面跳出来。
Because you need spiritual tune-up.
因为你需要属灵的这种调整。
We have been given prayer so we can communicate with God about everything.
我们圣灵给我们这个祷告的这个权利，所以我们可以和神直接的交通。
But what we have done is we have taken that good thing called prayer and made it a religion.
但是经常会我们把这个非常美好的这个祷告这件事情变成了一个这种宗教的仪式。
We've made it a sort of a religious activity that we just do.
把这个祷告当成一个这种像宗教式的仪式我们就是来形式化的做祷告。
We start praying like the Pharisees.
我们有的时候呢就像那些法利赛人一样在祷告。
This is how the Pharisees prayed in Matthew 6, 5 and 6. Matthew 6, 5 and 6.
在马太的第五章第六章法利赛人是这样祷告的。
They said, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward.
这里边耶稣提醒我们你们祷告的时候不要像那些假冒伪善的人他们站在大堂上站在街角他们祷告的时候要让所有人都看见。
And so some of us want to pray to show how spiritual we are.
有的时候我们祷告的时候就是要显示我们多么的属灵。
The Bible calls that hypocrisy.
但圣经告诉我们，圣经管这个叫假冒伪善。
But then some of us pray with us as the center of the universe.
有的时候我们祷告把我们当成这个世界宇宙的中心。
In that same chapter, Jesus says, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words.
耶稣提醒我们，你们祷告的时候，不要把那些空泛的词语多列起来，就像那些不信神的一样，以为你们说的话越多，就会被神聆听。
And so, don't pray prayers just to be impressive.
不要去你们祷告的时候不要去做这样的祷告仅仅是为了让大家能够让大家让大家有很好的印象。
You might impress your peers, but God is not impressed.
你可能会让你的同伴惊奇但是神不会喜欢这样的祷告。
This is the heart of confession, verse 17 of Psalm 51.
这个诗篇51篇的第17节是整个这个认罪的核心。
This is where God wants you.
这是神所要我们的。
Look at it.
我们一起来看。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
A broken and contrite heart.Oh God, you will not despise.
神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
What if I told you that I have a formula where you can restore the joy that you once had?
我告诉你，你们怎样看？如果我有一个地方，你们可以把你们的喜乐存起来。
That I have a formula whereby your soul can experience true joy.
我告诉你一个公式，所以你的灵魂可以能够体会到真正的这个喜乐。
Would you like to know what it is?
你们想知道吗？
Would you like to know how to receive true joy?
你们想知道怎样去领受真正的喜乐吗？
Yeah, it's okay. Everybody's saying yes, right? So, you know how you need a broken spirit.
这个的真谛就是你需要一个。痛悔的心，忧伤的灵。
See, you know, the doctors, you know, those who are medical doctors, they deal with the physical world, right? Physical. Anything wrong physically, the doctors will take care of it, right?
当我们去看医生的时候，医生会把我们这个物质世界，我们的身体检查我们的问题来。
Brother Qingwen, you're looking good after surgery. The doctor did a good job, I'm sure, right? Yeah.
Brother Qingwen 弟兄，你的手术医生大概把你。
By the way, it's good to see Yancy and Henry here, all the way from Brotherly Love City, right? Yep. So welcome. So we know where to go when physically we are weak or we need help. We need tuning physically. We know where to go, right?
当我们身体软弱，觉得需要帮忙的时候，我们知道去哪里，我们知道去看医生。
If we have some mental problems, we know where to go. We go to the therapist, the psychologist.
有的时候我们这个情绪上面脑子上有问题的时候我们知道可能就会见一些心理的咨询师。
But see, man is made up of both the material realm and the immaterial realm.
这里面让我想到在这个物质世界和这个非物质的属灵的世界。
God says you have something called a soul.
神告诉我们你有这个灵魂。
A spirit.
你有这个灵。
You know, one of my favorite comedians used to be Robin Williams, and he used to make everybody laugh.
我有一个曾经有个朋友能够让所有人都很高兴。
Mrs. Doubtfire was the first movie I watched, you know. It was so funny.
那 Mrs. Doubtfire 那个电影大家可能都记住我觉得那个电影真是非常好笑。
I thought about this more when he died, OD'd on a few drugs, you know?
有的时候让我思想这个演员这么有才华但是呢他竟然是吃了些药然后自杀。
I thought to myself, this guy makes other people laugh.
让我想到这个人让大家这么快乐能够让大家都 都大笑不止。
How come he was so sad that he had to take meds for it?
但是我怎么可以想到他的心里边是这样的忧伤，他以至于要吃很多的药。
You see, that's a soul issue.
这是他的灵上的问题。
A spirit issue.
是灵命上的事情。
You can try to buy your good house. You can try to get a good job. You can try to have a healthy marriage. You can try to have children who are obedient. But if your soul is not spiritually tuned up, you're still miserable.
你可能会有一个非常好的房子，非常好的生活，非常好的孩子，非常好的婚姻，然后一切顺利。但是如果你的灵命上面没有调整好，你的生活是很悲惨的。
And the great tragedy is, even fellow Christians, what we do is we try to follow the realm of the world. We look at rich people and we're like, oh, they're happy. You know why they're happy? Because they have more square footage in their house. Right?
有的时候我们作为基督徒，我们也会陷入这种跟随物质世界的这个潮流。我们看那些有钱的人，我们说他们看上去这么高，这么快乐，因为他有很大的房子。
I want to be like them because I want to be happy.
因为我想，所以我要像他们一样，那样我就会更加的快乐。
They're happy. You know why they're happy? Because they have double PhD. That's why they're happy.
我想那个人看上去很高兴，哦，他有双 PhD， 所以他一定会很高兴。
You know, I got to get them PhD, so I can be happy.
所以我也要拿这两个 PhD， 我也会像他一样的高兴。
You know, if you're thinking that, talk to a few PhD students, they'll tell you it's so miserable sometimes.
所以大家想在座很多有 PhD 的学生，你们会知道。这里面说的是什么
so we do all these things to make our soul happy.
我们有很多的这种外在的物质世界，我们认为这些事情会让我们非常的高兴。
God's saying, you're looking in the wrong place.
但神告诉我们，你们是看错了地方。
You want joy and happiness.
如果你要快乐，要真正的喜乐，
attend to your soul.
要回头看看你心里边的你的灵。
Attend to your spirit if you want true joy and true happiness.
要看看你的灵魂上面，你的生命，灵命是在什么地方，你那种时候才会有真正的喜乐。
But how do you attend to your soul?
那你怎样去来照看你的灵呢？
You know, you would think God would say, the way you make yourself happy is tell your soul good things. Hey soul, you're so good, nobody can touch you.
所以我们有的时候会想很天真的想让我们的灵高兴，就跟你自己的灵魂说，哎，灵魂你非常棒，你非常好，所以这样以为灵魂就会很高兴。
Hey spirit, you're awesome by the way, just so you know.
所以这灵魂像我们属世一样的给堆上很多的赞
美。 That'll make me happy, right? That'll make me happy, right?
这样会也许会让我高兴吗？
No.
不是这样子的。
A broken spirit.
这里神告诉我们一个忧伤痛悔的心，痛悔的灵。
A broken and contrite heart.
一个忧伤痛悔的心。
How do we get there? How do we get there?
我们怎样能够达到这个地方呢？
I got five more minutes. Can you listen for 5 minutes? 5 minutes? All right. I want to show you how to get to a point of a broken and contrite heart. Okay?
我还有五分钟的时间，我想向大家告诉你们怎样去。
So here's the line of thought. 忧伤痛悔的心。Here's the line of thought. I want to be happy. Do you?
所以我的想法
yeah,
我想快乐
I want to be joyful. Do you?
我想充满喜乐。
And God is saying, if you want to be joyful, you want to be happy, you got to deal with your soul, and you need a broken and contrite soul to be happy, okay?
神告诉我们，你要想真正的喜乐，必须要有一种忧伤痛悔的心和灵。
How do I get to a broken and contrite place in my soul? How do I do that?
我怎么能够达到这个地方呢？有一个真正忧伤痛悔的灵。
You got to call sin.Sin.
你这个时候要真正的面对这个罪，把这个罪真的叫成罪。
You have to have the right diagnosis of soul problems, which is sin.
你要真正的看到真正灵魂上的所有的真问题的根结就是这个罪。
See, Nathan the prophet went to David and exposed his sin.
这个当年的先知 Nathan 去大卫面前直接的了当的告诉他的罪。
See, David wrote this when he, let's see, slept with another man's wife.
大卫写这首忏悔诗的时候，他那个时候与另外一个男人的妻子刚刚的在一起。
And when he orchestrated for her husband to be killed so he can have her.
那个时候她为了得到八十八，她让那个她的丈夫在战场上死掉，所以她可以得到他。
Terrible, terrible sins.
这是真是一个非常非常糟糕的一个罪。
And he did it, and he just went about his business. Suddenly that guy's wife became his wife, and they just went about their business.
他这样做了之后呢，就是是寻以为常，让那个八十八，当他丈夫死了之后，他就把八十八娶来作为他的太太。
It was not until Nathan the prophet came and said, David, what have you done? Did it not dawn on David that, oh my, my soul is trapped?
直到先知 Nathan 来到大卫的面前质问他，你做了些什么样的事情，这时候大卫才警醒，他的做了一样这样的大的一个罪。
It's so easy to look at other people's sin.
我们看到别人的罪的时候真是非常容易。
Oh, this guy has temper. He has a bad temper.
哦，这个人可能脾气不好。
Oh, this girl, she's a gossip.
说这个女孩子爱讲闲话。
Oh, this individual, he's not good with his money.
啊，这个人不会管钱。
Are we just as critical about our own sin?
我们有没有回头看到我们自己心里边，我们自己的罪在哪里？
Do we call our sin sin, or do we excuse it?
我们真正的看我们心里的罪，是认为它是罪吗？还是我们找到各种各样的借口？
It's the way I was brought up. It's one of the excuses I've heard.
我在长大的过程中，就是这是其中的一个
No, you gotta call sin sin.
借口。我们这里边最重要的是要把罪真的是看为罪。
Look at what he says in verse 3.
在第三节的时候，大卫这样说
For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
So you gotta call sin sin.
你必须要把真正的罪把它看为罪。
Secondly, you got to have the right remedy for sin.
第二点呢，你要是要有正常的这个方法来处理这个罪。
If you're looking to cover sin by hiding from God, you cannot hide from God.
如果你想想躲避神来遮盖你的罪，这是不可能的。
You know, I like to play hide and go seek with my daughter at home.
有的是在家里边，我和我女儿玩捉迷藏。
I still remember initially when we were playing hide and go seek, all I needed to do was when she was in hiding, I got to say, Asha, where are you?
经常玩的时候，刚开始的时候，知道 Asha 在玩这个捉迷藏，我就叫一声 Asha, 你在哪儿？
And she used to go, I'm in the closet, Daddy, come and find me.
她会说，爸爸，我在这个壁橱里边，来找我。
That just defeated the purpose of hide and go seek, right?Then she got a little smarter, and she never answered.
然后呢，她就开始我叫的时候，她就不回答我。
But you know, one time she had taken off our covers and put her covers over her, and I could see her for real, you know.
她有的时候把那床单拿起来，然后把自己盖上，但我可以看到她就在那儿。
This time I could actually see her, and so this concept is still, we're still trying to teach her hide and go seek, right?
所以在这个过程中，我一直在教她这个捉迷藏是到底怎么回事。
Sometimes we do that with God.
我们有的时候就是和神这样做。
Remember the garden?
大家记住当年的伊甸园吗
？Adam,
神在呼唤亚当，
Where are you?
你在哪？
Where are you, Adam?
你在哪里，亚当？
You know what I should do? I should go hide away from God. That's what I should do.
当年亚当怎样做？他躲起来。
Can we ever hide from God?
我们生命中有没有躲避神呢？
So you got to call sin sin, but you got to have the right remedy for sin.
你必须要对付罪，把罪真的是看为罪，但是你要有正确的方法来对付这个罪。
And the right remedy is to expose.
真正的这个方法呢，就是要暴露这个罪。
You know how people help Alcoholics Anonymous? You know what they need to do first? Alcoholics Anonymous, if they want to be successful at beating their alcohol addiction, you know what they need to do first?
大家知不知道那种对于那种醉酒成瘾的那些人的治疗叫那个机构他们的第一件事是怎么做的呢？
Not only do they say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I have an alcohol addiction, what they do isis they expose themselves about their reality.
第一件事情就是让每一个人承认他们是一个 醉酒的人，然后他们有这个醉酒成瘾的毛病，所以在大家面前承认这个事情。
If you have sins that are in secret,
如果你在暗中有没有暴露的罪，
they are eating at your soul.
这个罪会慢慢的侵蚀吞噬你的灵魂。
You are bearing the weight that you cannot bear.
你自己承担的这个重担是你自己所不能承受的。
You're incurring guilt that has already been paid for by Jesus, praise God.
你的那个罪恶感，记住，已经是在2000年前，耶稣已经在十字架上为我们而死，付了赎价。
So what's the remedy? The remedy is something called vulnerability before God.
那么我们这里的这个怎样去处理呢？处理这件事情就是说在神面前是脆弱的。
Can we call sin sin and then expose it before God?
那我们能不能把我们的罪真的看为罪，那么在神面前愿意暴露出来。
Not giving excuses for it.
而不是说找借口。
Not saying, you know, nobody is watching.
也不要去说别人没有看见。
But exposing it.
而是要把它暴露出来。
I've been here for 3.5 years now.
我在这个教会三年半。
And my counseling experiences, and I'm sure Sister Li Shou can say the same thing, is always when people are at the edge, they start to come and seek counseling.
经常我在做辅导的时候，我意识到，很多人是已经到了不能承受，到了这个不能承受的边缘的时候，他们才来寻求辅导。
Whether it's at the edge of depression, or whether at the edge of your marriage, or whether no success at work, only then, when high pressure situation hits us, only then do we expose our realities.
经常是在我们遇到了那种，也许是说在抑郁的边缘，在婚姻走到了尽头，甚至说在工作上遇到了很大的挑战的时候，我们再也承受不住这个压力的时候，才想起来寻求辅导。
But God wants us to expose our realities to Him and to our significant other and to people that we've sinned against on a regular basis as the medicine for your soul.
神提醒我们，我们要时时刻刻检点认识我们的罪，向我们的同伴、配偶，向我们的得罪的人来认罪。
I got 2 more points, but I'm going to end here. But so let me just say this, okay?Let me just say this. You want joy, you can have it. If you call sin a sin, and you look for the right remedy.
我还有两点，但今天就停在这儿。所以这又想提醒大家，就是说你要看到把罪真的看成罪，然后用正确的方法来对付这个罪。
When you hold on to the guilt, you know what you're doing? You're telling God, your sacrifice is not enough.
当你自己心里边承担罪的这个重担的时候，其实你在跟神讲，就是说你为我死所付的赎价还不够。
When you hold on to your sin, out of shame or guilt, what you're doing is you're telling God, "Hey, I gotta look good with others. I don't care how I look with you."
真的是在你心里边，由于这种羞愧和各种各样的原因。你不愿意暴露这个罪的时候，其实你是在跟神讲，我想在人前看上去非常的好，我不在乎神怎么样看我。
Would you bow your heads, close your eyes?
来，我们一起低头祷告。
Would you tell God to reveal areas in your soul that you are struggling with?
你们可不，我们一起来向神祷告，求神向我们显示我们心里边的罪。
If there are secret sins that you think you're doing in private, would you bring them before God?
也许你生活中有那些隐藏的秘密的罪，你能不能把它带到神的面前？
What David promises us is that even in his correction,There is love.
大卫提醒我们，即使在神管教我们的时候，神的爱一直在伴随着。
He is our Father.
他是我们的天父。
He's not just a judge.
他不是一个仅仅是一个大法官。
You are the child of a loving father.
你是这个慈爱的天父的孩子。
Come before him with a broken and contrite heart and be free.
来到神前，以那种伤心痛悔的灵来到神的面前，求神饶恕，以被释放。
Free from guilt.
你不再受这种罪的捆绑和那种。
Free from sadness.
不再受那些忧伤的捆绑。
Free from what people think about you.
不用再受那种众人怎么看你的那种眼光的捆绑。
You see, it doesn't matter what others think about you if you're right with the Lord Almighty.
别人怎么看你不重要，你要看你和神的关系是不是对的。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神和我们同在，谁还能够我们还怕谁呢？
And it doesn't matter if it's political leaders or kings of the world, they cannot do anything to us if we are right with God.
不管是那些政治领袖和任何高居权位的人，如果我们在神面前和神的关系摆正的时候，他们不能怎样我们。
You want joy?
你需要喜乐吗？
Get right with God.
和神建立起正确的关系。
I'm going to give you 1 minute before I end in prayer.
我们再花一分钟，然后呢，我会做结束的祷告。
Oh God, search my heart today.
亲爱的神，请你搜索我的心。
See if there's any wicked way in me.
请你看我心里边有没有那种罪恶的想法。
Cleanse me from the inside out.
请你洁净我从里到外。
Draw me near to you.
把我带到你的面前。
Restore to some of us the joy of our salvation.
请你救赎我们，恢复我们心里边那种，对你的喜乐。
Some of us are struggling to find joy.
我们中间有些人，很挣扎的要寻求生活中的喜乐。
In our marriages.
也许在我们的婚姻中。
In our work.
在工作中。
In our schools.
在学校
and even in our very soul,
甚至说在我们自己的心里边
we want your joy, O God.
我们要你给我们的这个喜乐
But it can't happen if we don't expose our sin and call it what it is.
我们不这样对付我们的罪和你摆正关系，我们得不到这些喜乐
And so shower your grace on us so that we can call sin sin and take care of it.
请你请你降下你给我们的这些恩典，让我们能够对付我们心里边这个罪。
We come before you with a broken and contrite heart.
我们来到你的面前，以一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
And we claim the promise that a broken and contrite heart, the Lord will never reject.
我们知道，我们知道你告诉我们，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神看重的就是忧伤痛悔的心。
In Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名。
All the people of God said, Amen.
Amen.
All right, announcements.